All right, Pat Sykes, you've been on the board for a little bit now, I think 8 years, I believe. So what do you feel your biggest accomplishments have been?
Well, I've been, serving on the board for 8 years. I feel that there's more that I can do, of course. It's been an honor for me to serve the citizens. Many changes has taken place, which I personally have been involved with and handled. I don't know if you know that the county had all this property that was just sitting there that I went in and said, we need to get rid of this inventory. We need to sell it. We're not in the real estate, but we don't need to be holding on the property. So that was put on the website, and people have been buying it and bidding on it. So that has been a huge success. Also, paying for parks and senior centers as they go. We built 5 senior centers and 5 parks and pay cash. We didn't need to go in debt. That was a huge thing that I pushed forward. We have Senate Bill 446 was the navigable waters regulation, which cleaned up the inlets here in off of Fish Factory Road. And then, of course, Smithfield Park in my district has not been upgraded for over 30 years. And it needed, this area needed ball fields for our children. They had, we had about 500 kids and nowhere to play ball. And so getting that upgraded, it's not finished, but we do have those ball fields, and it was very disappointing that they weren't used this year because of COVID. We've done a lot. We've also, with the pay-as-you-go, we have moved our general obligation bonds to the AAA so we could borrow money. That was the first time for the county to be in the AAA rating. I also worked with Chief Deputy Miller to move the no-wait zone forward in Southport. We've been upgrading our water treatment plant to provide the highest quality of water for our citizens. And we're expanding our sewer capacity because of the growth in the county. And I've also started Charters of Freedom that will be placed in front of our courthouse in Brunswick County. We should be having a ceremony November the 6th, right after the election, to dedicate those settings.
Yeah, and what would you like to prioritize moving forward?
Well, I like to finish with where we're at on the water and sewer, because that's nonstop. As growth continues, that continues. I guess one of the other issues that I have a concern with is low-income housing. I think that's a problem for every county that has growth. When people come in and they buy, it tends to make the lower-income housing not available for the workers that we need.
So in terms of addressing low-income housing, you know, what's your ideal strategy for doing so?
Well, the county would have to come up with a plan to provide, see what kind of, what we can do for a developer to move forward. You know, you have to see where the developer is. The biggest cost right now is sewer. And that's where it hurts the housing development for low income. You also have to find a location, because the prices of land has gone up tremendously. So we've got to work through those struggles. I don't have a total answer for that right now, but that will be looked at in the comprehensive plan that we're working on.
You're an incumbent in this race. Your opponent is a newcomer. Why do you feel you're the ideal candidate for this position?
Well, excuse me. After serving Brunswick County for almost 8 years, I feel there is more that I can do. And I am just blessed to be able to serve citizens. I care about the county. I'm a local resident. I'm a business owner We've had a welding business for over 30 years. We have been, I was born and raised in Brunswick County, seen a lot of changes, and I care. I love Brunswick County. And I feel like the things that I have changed, the work that I have done, has helped the county. You know, we have worked really hard on getting our water system up to where we need to be with the low pressure reverse osmosis plant. That's going to be huge, and hopefully next year that's going to be in place. And excuse me, my throat is dry for some reason. And you know, Brunswick County hired attorneys so we could sue Kenmore's and DuPont and hold them accountable for the stuff that they put in the Cape Fear River. And so that is important to me, that that gets taken care of. The other thing is the industrial part. Our economic development sites, we are trying to get them where they are buildable and people are interested in them. That has really moved forward in our marketing of those sites. So that's going to be huge. We do have companies looking at them because so many people are moving to North Carolina. So I look forward to another industry coming in here.
I spoke to your opponent, Mr. Bill Flyth, who talked to me. He said he feels you haven't been present during this re-election campaign. You didn't attend a few forums. So I just wanted to know what your response to that is.
Okay, there was only one public forum, and that was the League of Women Voters. The Women League of Voters, to me, is partisan more than nonpartisan. So I try to stay neutral with anything. I don't really have a good answer for you, except that when they schedule it, you're either not available, just like when you schedule for me to meet today. I can tell you, I have been extremely busy. In fact, my phone has not stopped, and I said, I hope I don't get phone calls while I'm talking to you on the phone. I don't have a good answer to give you right now because I haven't thought about that, but I can tell you I am very active in the community. And I work very hard for this county. And if I can tell you, if anybody has a question, they can call me, and I'll be glad to answer it. So I just didn't have time for it.
Mr. Flyth also spoke about, you know, comments made by Mike Forte. You know, they were very controversial at the time back in June about the George Floyd protests. You know, Mr. Flyth said he feels there's an issue of racism perhaps on the board. What is your response to that?
Is there any racism on the board? No, not to my knowledge. But to Mike Forte's thing, I'm not his parent. I'm not his mother. I'm not his keeper. And I also believe in freedom of speech. Now, what he did, the voters voted him in. And if the voters don't like him, they need to vote him out. Now, nobody got any candidate to run against him. So my thing is, you know, the governing body has no rightful authority over Commissioner Forte, and we're blocked from interfering upon it. I mean, the only thing you can do to an elected official is if they have a criminal record. That he's done something criminally recently as commissioner, and that's the only way he can be taken off, or either the voters will have to take him off. So what he does is he's responsible for. I'm not responsible for Commissioner Forte.